As the Louisiana Grant Act goes into effect this fall, state colleges and universities look to sustain undergraduate enrollment. Student counts across University of Louisiana system campuses mostly show nominal increases. Southeastern Louisiana University indicated a 4% gain this fall from numbers a year ago. University of Louisiana Lafayette saw a decent gain of 402 students, or about a 3% jump from last year. ULL Vice President of Enrollment Management Dwayne Bowie says the largest increase occurred in first-time freshman enrollment.
This fall, we're welcoming 2,955 freshmen, and you can compare that to last fall at 2,606. So that's a really nice increase for us with new students interested in attending the university.
UL system schools in North Louisiana show a more narrow margin of gain or loss. Grambling and Northwestern State remain virtually the same, while the University of Louisiana at Monroe saw a 2% dip in fall numbers. ULM Associate Provost of Enrollment Management Lisa Miller says the shift in numbers was expected as the financial picture of the state has weakened.
The economy is certainly a factor in terms of enrollment, and the cost of going to school certainly is something that students consider.
Now that consideration includes the Grad Act, a law giving state colleges and universities the autonomy to increase tuition by up to 10%, while those institutions adhere to performance guidelines set forth by the state. As the act is gradually phased in through 2014, schools will focus greater on the performance of continuing students.
As we move forward with the emphasis from the Board of Regents to focus on retention and graduation rates, we'll be looking at students who are better prepared for the rigor that we demand.
Dr. Lisa Abney, Associate Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Northwestern State University, agrees. She says the process of the Grad Act will in some ways redefine how a university will seek to gain enrollment.
We're going to be out there actively recruiting our community college students so that we can, ensure a smooth transfer for them. And of course, Northwestern has always worked hard to really focus a lot of effort on our non-traditional students.
Non-traditional students are an increasing consideration for colleges and universities. Those returning to college wanting to finish their degree or pursue graduate school are a growing audience for university enrollment. It's also those potential students who are likely to enroll in an online course. For the fall semester, ULM experienced an 11% increase in its online enrollment. Likewise, Northwestern, which maintains the first online program among universities in the UL system, continues to see strong numbers in their program.
Because of the fact that it allows students, especially in this economic time, to work, to do their coursework and then to also work at a job, maybe a full-time job, then they take 6 or 9 hours each semester and they don't have to have the worry of trying to juggle getting to class versus their work hours.
State colleges and universities will continue to create opportunities and refine their programs for enrollment as the Grant Act continues beefing up performance guidelines. Abney says the process presents a challenge, but each institution will find its way through.
We are all going to sort of settle with our targets and with our baselines, and I think that people have been realistic in the way that they have created their baselines and their targets. And I think every university is going to face the challenges that we're all going to face during the budget crunch. But I think at the end, we're going to run efficiently. We're going to make it through the tough time.
Just as the state's higher education system begins to adapt to the Grad Act and strategize for enrollment, anticipation over next year's budget issues are on the horizon. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.